adults who had been treated with inhaled corticosteroids as part of an asthma children's clinical study were on average shorter than their study counterparts who weren't treated with the corticosteroids. Dr. William Kelly, the lead study researcher, describes the difference in height.
At the end of the study, which was 4 to 6 years that they were in the actual treatment part of the study, the difference was 1.1 centimeters between the budesonide, the inhaled corticosteroid group, and the placebo group.
These findings come from continued follow-up of over 1,000 participants in the Childhood Asthma Management Program, also known as CAMP. In the original study, participants were between 5 and 12 years old when enrolled between 1993 and 1995. Dr. Kelly says that the study compared the effects of daily therapies.
The CAMP study was a treatment trial comparing budesonide, which was an inhaled corticosteroid, with a non-steroid anti-inflammatory called nadocromil, which is no longer available on the market, and placebo. The whole idea of the study was to see whether or not anti-inflammatory therapy could improve lung growth in children.
For this follow-up study, the researchers re-recruited the original participants and tracked their height, weight, and lung function every year for 12 more years to an average participant age of 25. Dr. Kelly explains what was found when comparing the original to the follow-up study.
Well, what we found is that at the end of the follow-up, which was another 12 or 16 years, that basically the 1.1 centimeter decrease in growth that occurred during the study remained and showed up in adulthood as well.
These follow-up results confirmed that the effect on height during the initial treatment did not progress and was not cumulative, but it did persist to adulthood. Researchers add that while this effect on height is not a noteworthy finding, it must be considered in the larger context that many studies have proven the superior benefits of inhaled corticosteroids on improving asthma control and preventing exacerbations in children. The researchers also found that the height effect was dependent on medication dosage, as higher daily doses of the inhaled corticosteroid per weight of the children were associated with lower adult height. For more information on this study, visit www.nhlbi.nih.gov. For NIH Radio, this is Wally Akinso, NIH turning discovery into health.